And you know, we don't think we worry in God because he got it for us. It's in abundance for us. He want us to live in abundance. And so we can trust God. We see he want to provide for us. We had a scripture to cover it. And Paul said, he tells us in chapter 3, the secret and the mysteries of God and the love he has for us in the hidden mysteries that are being unfolded. Mysteries, you know, they're being given to the prophets and things. They're being unfolded that we don't have no excuse for not knowing the benefits that God has for us. You know, a lot of times, well, if you don't know how to read the Bible that well, we got CDs and we got the radio and we got TV ministry. We got it. No excuse. You may come up with a reason, but it's no excuse. So, anyway, it says, and then, you know, our protection. Well, before I go to that, I'd like to, Joyce Myers say, you want to change your life, change your words. You know, a lot of times we done built a stairstep where we are, a lot of us, by the negative words that we speak over our life. Now, this evening, before I left work, my supervisor was talking about different things, and she was talking about how she forget things. And Miss Wilma, it was my mama, my grandmama, and all these folks had it. They had Alzheimer's. I said, don't go there. I don't want to hear that. But I'm explaining it to you, Miss Wilma. I said, listen, I told her, I had peoples too with that. But you know what? I told the devil, stops now. It go no further. You know what? A few years ago, he started messing with my mind. Had me thinking about who all had it in my family. I said, oh, no, we're not going there. I said, stops right now. And I started confessing that I had a mind of Christ. And I know he had a good mind. So I had a mind of Christ. I had a wisdom of Christ. I had an ability of Christ. I have his help, praise God. I try to say that every day. And the first strip she gave me said, God have not given me a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. I got a sound mind. And then I told her, I said, and then when the devil look like he messing with your mind, don't even go there. Just say, look, I got a sound mind. I got the mind of Christ. And go say it. I said, and then just ask the Lord. Lord, what the? She'll tell me about, I put this down and I can't find it. I go, and Miss Wilma, I'm just 44 years old. I said, ask the Lord to show you where it is. I said, that's what I do. I said, but don't go to talking about no Alzheimer's or whatever you call it. I said, you will have it. You have what you say. You know, right. If you don't want it, change your confession. Right. So anyway, she said, I see what you're saying, Ms. Williams. I said, go to, you know, I told her sometime back right after first start working there, and I don't know, we was talking about something, and I said, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm the blessed and not the curse. I'm a winner, not a loser. She said, say that again, Miss Will. And she typed it out. She typed it out, and she got them sticking all around in the store, you know. And so I said, you have what you say, honey. I said, yes, the devil going to come. And yes, as our pastor say, you may have symptoms, but don't call that thing in. You call it in. I remember a lady one time I had to walk away from. You know, you can't say things in the front of a lot of people. I said something about my knee, and she said, well, now, Wilma, you know, when you get to be a certain age, you get authorized. I don't have no authority. She said, but now, Wilma, I said, I do not have authority. And I just had to walk up from her, because she's going to make me have authorities. We're going to try to talk it on me. And I remember one time my husband, at the bottom of my feet were hurting me so bad, and I was kind of hopping. He said, what's the matter with you, baby? He called me baby a lot. I said, my feet is hurting me. Oh, you probably got gout. I said, oh, no, don't you say that. I don't have no gout. Now, don't you say that. He said, excuse me, then, you know. So I don't allow that. Even my sister-in-law one time, she going to call me. I had forgotten something. She throwed that word up on me. I said, look, don't you go there. Oh, well, excuse me, Miss Holmes. I said, that's right. I don't, you ain't speaking that stuff up on me. I said, I may not have any remembrance right now, but I do not have that. So don't let nobody speak that stuff up on you. But be, first of all, you be careful who you talk around. You know, you may say, and you don't deny something going on. You can say, well, the symptom is there, but according to the word, I'm healed. And the body gonna get the message if I keep confessing it. So I keep confessing it. I say, I had a mind of Christ. I had a wisdom of Christ. I had ability of Christ. I have his help, praise God. And as he is in heaven, so am I up on this earth. And he's not sick in heaven. So symptoms got to go. Body got to get the message. Y'all hear this going on? Been going over about a year. Hey, but it's got to go. It's got to go. Well, it's gone. According to the word. Now, you still hear me, but according to the word, it's gone. God in word encourages us to say we are strong, even though when we feel weak. And you know, we can do like Father Abraham. Abraham did. Abraham knew that in the natural, it was impossible for him and Sarah to have a child. She done passed childbearing age, and he had to. But he called old things be not as though they were. Yeah. So that's what we got to do. That's what I told my supervisor this evening. I said, call things be not as though they are. Were like you want them, not like they are. You know, I heard a preacher, and I think I heard Bishop and others say, so people are calling things, you know, hey, let me see how that go. They are being a way to come back. As they are and not what they want you, as the words say, that it ain't quite like I want it, but I get it later. But anyway, we can do like Father Abraham. We can call things be not as though they were. You know, my husband and I, before we got the vehicle we got now, or the other one we had for about, we kept that vehicle. I don't think I'd be exaggerating if I say 2 years after he came to me and told me we had to get another car. Said the most, something going wrong. Well, it did run hot every once in a while. But I said, honey, we just not ready for it right now. Well, we got to do something. I said, well, anyway, I prayed about it. Now, I guess he did too. But anyway, he changed the radiator, cleaned it out, stopped running hot. And so, anyway, when we got ready to get one, I mean, we were ready. And no sorrow came with it. So, you know, and I remember one day I come home. A lot of times when things are not working right around the house, it's mine. I come in the house, and it was summer-like, and air conditioning wasn't running. He said, your air conditioning doesn't stop running. I just kept walking. I went on in the bedroom and did something. I was talking to the Lord. I said, now, Lord, I said, we just ain't ready for buying no air conditioning right now. And so I walked over there, and I put my hands on it. I didn't pray out loud, and I turned it on. It's been working ever since. And I tell you about Ramon back in February.